Self-compassion is responding to our own suffering in the caring way we would respond to a dear friend or a child who's struggling or suffering. This self-compassion break is designed to show you the three stages that we can directly experience for the three components of self-compassion. The first is mindfulness, the second is common humanity, and the third is kindness. This practice is based on work developed by Kristen Neff and Chris Germer. To begin, settle into your seat or into your body in whatever position you're in. Take a few deep breaths, thinking of simply settling into the place you are, becoming present to the moment through your breath. Bring to mind a situation in your life that's causing you stress or shame, something that you're struggling with, or a specific moment in time where you hit a wall feeling like you just couldn't take it. Choose a problem that's in the mild to moderate range so that we can gradually develop this quality of self-compassion. If you can, think of a specific situation where you felt a difficulty, whether that's stress or a moment of shame. Bring it to your experience right now. As you remember that time, that moment, that experience, where did you most feel it in your body? Was there discomfort that you can point to? A place in your body where you felt the emotion. Be present with the sensations as they arise in your body. With the stress or shame or difficulty present now, try saying to yourself slowly, "This is a moment of struggle. This is mindfulness." Recognizing the struggle while we're struggling, validating how we feel while we're experiencing it. Put words to whatever you felt. You might just say, "This hurts," or "This is really hard," or "This is stressful," or "Wow, this is incredibly tough." Or maybe I just feel so ashamed or embarrassed. Let the feeling soak in and let yourself feel it. Be in the moment. If you need to, consider maybe pushing pause on a moment in your experience, like a flash frame. Let yourself walk away from your body so that you can look at your body from a distance and perhaps ask the question, "What hurts? What do you feel?" And either continuing from a place of a movie scene or something where you can see yourself, or perhaps coming back to yourself in this moment. Try saying to yourself, "Struggle is a part of life." The second component of self-compassion is common humanity. I'm not alone. We all struggle in our lives. Lots of people struggle like this. It's not just me. This is how it feels when a person struggles in this way, sensing right through your feeling, my feeling, what others feel. Feel through your feeling, what they feel. In this way, you're sensing that your feeling is not just your own, but it's your deep connection to many other people. And we can have compassion for ourselves and one another from this place of common humanity. for the third stage of self-compassion break, experiment with offering yourself a simple gesture of love. It might be something as simple as just a soothing touch of your hand on your heart, or one where you just feel the warmth of the gentle touch of your two hands being held. And try saying to yourself, may I be kind to myself? Or may I receive what I most need? This is kindness. Some options might be, may I accept myself as I am? Or may I even just begin to accept myself as I am? May I forgive myself? May I lay down my blame? May I be patient with myself? May I extend to myself what I most freely give to others? Perhaps there's particular words of kindness or support you need to hear in this difficult situation. Again, if your best friend or one you most dearly love was sitting next to you, what could they say that would help you to feel the warmth of kindness, acceptance, and love? What simple message might be a caring response? Good work. Keep the practice going. Consider just bringing this up in simple ways throughout your days when you face moments of struggle, disappointment, or shame.